This is Pep Talk. Hot fun in the summertime makes me think of, I don't know, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreations Department. How about that? This is Meg. This is Pep Talk. And my friend Brittany Hughes is here. She's the marketing and outreach coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. Can't think of a better week to have you here, Miss Brittany, so we can talk about all the exciting things that are being done by the city so we can have some hot fun in the summertime.
Absolutely. It is absolutely hot in the summertime, figuratively and literally.
Correct. I think the heat index today is over 100 something.
Yes, it's about 110. I was out at Wire Park this past Saturday, and it was hot.
Oh.
I was handing out some free popsicles for some neighbors down there just to surprise them for a few hours.
What a good neighbor you are. Come to my neighborhood. We need some free popsicles.
Your neighborhood might be next. It might be next.
Well, tell us everything that's going on. I know there's some ways to get relief this summer.
Yeah. So we have our annual Movies in the Park series that is happening this summer. So we've already had two events. The first two events were on May 30th and June 13th.
How'd it go?
It went fantastic. So normally we expect between 200 and 400 people, maybe upwards of 600. The first event this summer was on May 30th, and we got 700 people.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Park. And then the second event, June 13th, we had on average 1,000 to 1,100 people.
Oh,
there.
My gosh, and that's great.
By the time the movie started, it was almost impossible to find a seat.
Oh, my goodness, and it's free.
Park. Yes, it is absolutely free. And it was so amazing. So
that's
amazing
wonderful.
To see our wonderful sponsors. Once again, that is Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park, because Hancock Whitney did step in as our financial literacy partner for this year through
Very
Movies
nice.
In the Park. So we're so excited to integrate them throughout the pre-event show, and then finally enjoying the movies.
Well, tell us all about it. So when's the next one?
So the next one is on July 18th.
Okay.
That is on Blue Angels Day. So it's really hard to forget when this is happening. But I know a lot of locals don't plan on going to
this
see
this is true. Some of us tend to stay in town on those occasions.
So if you are wanting to get away from that big crowd and give your kids a chance to have a ton of fun on July 18th, please do come by. It is at Community Maritime Park behind Wahoo Stadium. Mm-hmm. That is Hunter Amphitheater. And the pre-show events are from 6 to 8, so please do show up early to grab your seat in the park.
And you can just bring a blanket or a chair or something like that?
Absolutely. Or you can actually bring pool inflatables. I saw that last
time.
Oh,
how
and that
cool
was
is that?
So cool. So
they're comfy.
Exactly. They inflated the inflatables
idea.
At their car back in the
so
parking
cute.
Lot, and they just walked it up to the park. So it was so cute. And they looked really comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, to think about that, that's a good idea.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kind of like a little air mattress, but it's a little chair or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, very cute.
The pre-show activities are from 6 to 8 o'clock. But during those 2 hours, we have a lot to do.
You do. I remember you telling me last time you were here about all the different activities and things going on. So kind of recap that for us in case somebody missed it.
Yeah. So each of our sponsors and the Parks and Recreation tent itself, we have activities that people can do, and it's completely free. Last time we had a raffle that everyone who participated in our pre-show was able to participate in the raffle for free.
Uh-huh.
We gave away a few we gave away some beach towels.
Fun.
We had some dry bags, and we had some speakers branded with Parks and Recreation. So it was just another way to get our brand out there and encourage people to go out and enjoy our parks or the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, take those beach towels and those speakers with them. But we also had face painting, which is completely free.
Very nice.
And then our friends.
The kids love that, by the way.
Absolutely. Like, the line is so long. So one thing we did adjust from last year to this year is we are not allowing full face painting because it takes way too long.
Of course, yeah.
It takes so long. They look incredible. Our face painters that we got this year are the same ones from last year, and they are incredible. But they do have to keep the line moving. So they've
okay. You can still get a bird on your cheek or
absolutely.
Some kind of fun little thing. Yeah.
Yes, we had so many little stitches running around. It's hard to say that word. Stitches.
Stitch. Yeah.
Yep. So we
from
saw
the movie.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
During the last one.
Lilo and Stitch, not like stitch surgery stitches.
Exactly.
Different kind of stitch.
So yes, we had so many little stitches running around during the last event.
That's cute.
So I'm sure this next one will have a few options to choose from related to our next movie, which has a bunch of animals who try to, try to correct the historical grievances through
Uh-oh.
Reptiles.
Uh-oh. So what is the next movie?
It's got a blue snake.
Oh.
And it's got a It's a rabbit mm-hmm. and a fox.
Uh-oh.
So let's see if anyone can guess it. It's the second movie of the series.
Okay.
It's going to be so much fun.
Okay.
So for movies in the park, we've got those, the face painters. We've got the activities at all the sponsor booths. But we also have inflatables. We have water slides.
Oh, how fun.
And they're 18-foot water slides.
We've so in this heat, and especially by July 18th, that'll be so much fun.
It'll be so much fun. Yeah. I don't know. The parents might want to hang out by the water slides too, just so they get splashed.
Just get splashed on the edges. Yes.
It's going to be so hot. Mm-hmm. So the water slides, again, are free.
Okay.
So if you come in, there are concessions and food vendors. So
excellent.
The food is not free, but you can come in, and we have vendors like Sonny's Barbecue. Last time we had Chick-fil-A, who they actually sold out of their food there. Uh-huh. And then of course we have Popcorn King, and they just fit the theme. So we invite them back.
Popcorn in a movie, why not?
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, that's great. So then if you come, you can bring the family. You can kind of set up a spot for yourselves. The kids can run and play on mm-hmm. inflatables and stuff. And this is all prior to the movie.
Yes.
And that's from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie's at 8 o'clock.
The movie should be starting around 8:15, 8:20.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We do have to wait for the sun to go down.
Gotcha. That makes perfect sense. It might be a little later. Yeah, okay.
Might be a little bit later.
So have some flexibility.
Not too much later.
But if you don't want to fight the crowds of the Blue Angels and the beach and everything, this is a great alternative, especially if you have family coming in town on vacation and the kids are off and looking,
absolutely.
Getting restless, you can bring them out, and that just sounds like a lot of fun.
It is so much fun, and in fact, my husband is actually the MC of the event.
Oh, no kidding!
And that was his first time MCing the last event on June 13th. He did wonderful.
Oh, good!
I didn't have to worry about a single thing about
him. Oh my goodness! Okay,
I had his scripts, and if he did go off script, he went off script perfectly.
Oh, that's
now,
great.
Granted, he is very well trained through my experience here.
Says the wife.
But he is going to be back.
Excellent. What's his name?
Joey.
Okay.
Yes. So everyone will get to meet him. He's going to be the MC for the next two events. And he's so excited to participate in that too. So
I love that. So this is all being sponsored by the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. And one of the things that you enlightened me to when you came on the show before, I had no idea how many parks there were in the City of Pensacola.
Absolutely.
Can you just kind of talk about that a little bit? Because they're open every day to the public. And
absolutely.
I'm not sure that we're all taking advantage of them as much as we should.
Yeah. So you can always go to cityofpensacola.com and then search for Parks and Recreation. You can view park listings, or you can also just jump on straight over to PlayPensacola.com. We do have our Playbook magazine that is out that we distribute twice a year.
I just took it out of my folder. I carry it with me every day. It has free activity guides. You tell them everything that's in here, because
we even have
it's
a word search.
I've really used it quite a bit this summer.
That's amazing. I did add a word search in there too. So if anyone
is
waiting in a waiting room, absolutely go do that word search, because it shows you just how much we have to offer through Pensacola Parks and Recreation, including our 93 parks, which is what you mentioned.
Yeah, 93. And remember this too, a lot of the programming, which was, you know, in my mind, oh, that's nice for the kids. No. This is for kids all the way up to seniors,
absolutely.
All the way through. Kids, adults, teenagers, everybody. There is some kind of programming that you can find for something to do, especially if you're here kind of bored in the summer or maybe you want to stay out of the heat. There's indoor activities too.
Absolutely. So we do have programs for youth 5 to 12, but we also have programs for adults 18 and over. And then we have our senior programming as well. Now, remember, our senior programming starts at 50. So even if you're, not quite feeling 65 yet, you might still qualify.
Yeah, 50's young. I think 65 is young, in my personal
absolutely.
Opinion, but you know. But
absolutely.
These aren't boring things. I mean, it's Tai Chi and dancing and a lot of different, right?
Most popular program is actually their Mahjong.
Oh,
they are going.
That's the new hot game right now.
It really is. They are exceeding the allowable limit to their room that they have right now. So they've had to expand. And then now they're offering at Gold Point Resource Center.
Oh, okay.
So if we run out of room at Bayview Senior Center, they're all sent over to Gold Point.
Wow.
And so they're able to do some Mahjong over there. So it's so cool to see these activities unfold. Mm-hmm. And the bigger they get, the more we're able to, offer our residents.
I love it. We're talking with Brittany Hughes. She is the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. If you've got a question for Brittany, please text it on in this morning at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. Okay, I know you got a list of things to talk about over there. So what else have you got to tell us this morning?
I want to talk about dance. specifically our Goal Point performing dancers.
Okay.
It is so incredible that I'd be able to offer this service at a low cost for our residents. So many people don't know about the dance program we have at Goal Point.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, so it starts out with our fall classes, and we do have classes in ballet, tap dance. We have a tumbling class for the toddlers.
Oh.
And then we have adult classes like tap dancing.
Not tumbling.
No. If it was a tumbling class for an adult, I might take it, actually.
A twister, a little scary.
It might get me out of my fear of heights. But
there you go. But go ahead.
But these adult classes, we do teach ballet and tap. And it's
nice.
So cool to see these adults because they do not have any background experience in dance. And they come in as complete adults and they have fun and they make friends. And it's so hard to do nowadays as an adult.
It's kind of on your bucket list if you've always wanted to, if you love tap dancing and you've always wanted to try it. How fun.
Exactly. And same thing for ballet. So our instructors are completely just the best instructors that I've ever met. They are so, so genuinely unique, and they help us out so much.
And you're saying these classes are offered at Goal Point?
Yes. Yeah,
and
so
where
Goal
is
Point
that?
Resource Center. It's up in the north, I want to say, northeastern part of the city, just south of I-10.
Okay. Good to know.
So the sessions for the Goal Point dance, we have break it out in two sessions for the fall. So the first session registration actually opens on August 3rd, the day of our open house.
Nice.
So that's the date that I want people to remember. Is August 3rd is our open house from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And that's where our families can come in to the Goal Point Resource Center, see our facility, see the dance classes happen, and actually have a one-on-one question-answer kind of activity with the instructors.
So you can kind of match, the instructor will then match you with the right activity.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so great to see that and be able to offer that open house opportunity for people who may have a child who is interested in dance.
Yeah. Great way to start.
Absolutely. So on August 3rd, that is the open house, and that's when you can actually start registration for session one.
Okay.
Session one begins on August 17th and ends October 8th.
Perfect.
So after session one, we're inviting the session one participants to sign up for session two. Session two opens from October to December. And then we have a holiday showcase at our Vickery Resource
Center. Oh, how fun.
In December. So,
that's fun.
And it is so, so great. And we had about 400 people that were there last time for these showcase. So
wow.
These dance classes are so important to our families and so important to the people and the participants that are in them. They are so cute.
Aww.
Now, that includes the adults.
The cute adults.
The adults are super cute as well.
Uh-huh.
But the things that these kids are learning, they do little crafts. They learn dance moves, obviously, but they also tap into choreography too.
Right.
And it's so cute to see everything come to a final close during that holiday showcase.
Mm-hmm.
On this year, it's going to be on December 5th, which
nice.
I don't expect you to remember that date.
Well, you'll be back before then.
Absolutely.
You'll be back.
So it's just so cool to see everything come into fruition and see these kids, showcase what they learned throughout the entire, fall
season. That sounds great.
And then during the spring, so that's when our Goal Point performing dancers are able to really come into play. The dancers who perform outstandingly well during the fall are invited to come in and try out for our Goal Point performing dancers.
Oh, so it's a different group is the performers.
Absolutely.
From the original classes.
Yes.
Oh, that's very cool.
And some of our performers are, our instructors.
Okay.
So it's so cool. And in fact, the last recital we had, which was back in May, the instructors actually performed.
Oh, very nice.
And it was so incredible because I've seen them in their element teaching,
but
actually to go a step forward and see them in their element dancing and performing is so incredible.
That's really
and
fun.
And so that really plays an homage to the instruction that we're giving our kids.
Yeah, it's very, very qualified people.
Absolutely.
Who also are very passionate about it, which makes all the difference.
Yeah, and so speaking of the Goal Point performing dancers, we do have an intensive every single summer. So an intensive, this is something I had to learn because I was new to the dance realm.
Yeah, what does that mean?
An intensive is basically a workshop that we hold for 3 days. This year it's from Monday, July 20th to Wednesday, July 22nd. And that's only $55 for city residents, $65 for non-city residents. But that's when your child can go in. It's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., so it is after work hours.
Mm-hmm.
They can go in, And they learn routines. They learn more about the Gold Point Performing Dancers. And then they have a little mini recital at the end for their parents. So and it's just so cool to be able to see people that are interested in the performing arts and interested in performing with their dance instruction.
Sure.
Being able to attend that intensive. And it's for all ages.
Okay.
And it's for... it is for all skill levels as well.
Great. So that if you're thinking about it and you're not sure you want to make the commitment yet, like in August, but you could do this intensive.
Absolutely.
And get a real sense of what the whole thing's about.
Yes.
And have a chance to perform a little too.
That is great. Yeah, that's exactly what we do it for. Absolutely.
Wow, that's really great. Okay, where do I go if I wanted to sign up or find out more?
All right, so our website is playpensacola.com. Once again, that is www.playpensacola.com. And on that website, you can go into programs and then go to dance. There you can see the different dance opportunities that we do have, which includes Gold Point Resource Center, but it also includes like our ballroom dancing that we have with Sanders Beach. And we have other ballroom dancing opportunities with the Senior Center as well. So that's where the base of all of the links are. And then you can go in to see the dance programs at Gold Point.
Right.
And then that's all of the information is on there.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun to me. I'm kind of thinking, maybe. I haven't taken
so
a dance class
fun.
In a while. That
yes.
could be a lot of fun. We're talking with Brittany Hu. She's the Marketing Outreach Coordinator with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. I'm sitting here right now thumbing through the playbook. There's spring and summer catalog, I guess, which has there is so much in here for kids of all ages. You have day camps. We have things that are going on, the movies that we've been talking about. So if you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So if somebody just joined us, we do have the movies in the park, so maybe
yes.
we can recap again about what that all involves.
All right, so this year we have the Hancock Whitney Movies in the Park presented by Hill Kelly Dodge Jeep Ram, and this event is a completely family-friendly, free event.
Mm-hmm.
Our pre-show
capital F-R-E-E.
Yes, free parking. We have free parking.
There you go. Hello. Free parking,
that's
free
a big
event.
Deal here.
Yes.
Yes, so for this Hancock Whitney Bank Movies in the Park, it is at Hunter Amphitheater, which is behind Wahoo Stadium at Community Maritime Park.
Can't miss it. Right
so
there.
So we use Wahoo Stadium parking. So
right.
that's where you park and then walk over behind the stadium as well. So from 6 to 8 o'clock, that's our pre-show event. That's when our sponsors are having hands-on activities that you're able to participate in. We have some raffle items, and then we have free water slides and free face painting
fun.
For the kids.
And there's no assigned seating, so if you get there early around 6-ish, you can have fun with all the different activities, but claim your spot, too, for a good spot for the movie.
I did not say this, but there is the perfect spot in the middle of the park.
Okay.
You have to arrive around by 5:30 to grab it.
Okay.
But it is a paved block.
Ah.
And it is perfect for a family of four.
Okay.
Now, the first person who arrives at the park always grabs it.
Okay.
So I didn't
you
say
You heard
anything.
It here on News Radio 92.3 and Pep Talk.
So, yes. And then in addition to those free water slides and free face painting, we also do have food trucks and vendors on site.
The popcorn.
The
and
vendors
like
are
that.
Popcorn, and we might have... a lemonade stand there if they do arrive.
That sounds great. And the sponsor for this, we want to thank them, of course.
Yes, of course. We do want to thank the Hancock Whitney Bank is our title sponsor. We've got a presenting sponsor is Hill Kelly Dodge Jeep Ram off of Highway 29. But we also have a few other sponsors as well.
Okay.
Pensacola Energy.
Nice.
They were able to contribute, and they've been very energetic in participating with our participants. But we also have the library system. So West Florida Public Library is actually an in-kind sponsor and partnering with us with this. They're doing our crafts.
Oh,
and
nice.
You would not believe. So they're putting together buttons. They have button makers
from
their Westside Public Library's location, which, by the way, they have laser engraving. And they have 3D printing that is completely free that anyone can learn.
Oh,
and they also have an embroidery machine.
Oh, wow.
They are incredible. They're my best friends.
Who
it's
knew?
Not like the it's not like the show, Parks and Recreation. Yeah. I am very close with our library system.
Wow, that's interesting.
They
okay.
are so awesome. But they are they have craft station at each Movies in the Park event, and they're making buttons. And the last event, it was on June 13th, they made 540 buttons.
What?
So that tells you how many kids are at this event.
That
it
sounds fabulous.
It is incredible. It has blown up, and we are so proud to
you
be able
should
to
be.
Offer this.
You should be. It's really, really great. And what a great opportunity, and it's a great alternative. It is Blue Angels Week, but not everybody wants to go and deal with the traffic, especially us locals. We get a little snobby that way, you know. But this is a great thing to do, and it's summertime, and it'll be beautiful.
Yes.
It's right there on the water, that Hunter Amphitheater. Is a nice little breeze off the bay.
The breeze never quits.
You can see the sunset.
Yes. In fact, we actually had to move the screen from on top of the amphitheater to the ground because the wind is so
rough. Oh, no
rough
kidding.
There.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
If you do see the screen on the ground, that's why we're fighting the wind.
Okay.
But that's also why you get a great breeze from 6 o'clock to whenever the movie ends, which is around 9:30.
Okay, so the next movie about night is coming up on July 18th.
July 18th, yes.
Okay, and then what's the movie?
So the movie, we're going to play a little game. The movie involves a lot of animals, specifically a rabbit or a bunny and a fox and then a blue snake.
Oh,
and I will give you another hint. It's the second movie in the series.
Okay. Are we going to get the title?
No.
No.
You are not.
Oh.
Put two and two together, or you can go to our website, playpensacola.com, and then see
what
specific movie
right.
we're going to be playing on July 18th.
I get it. I got to ask my neighbor who has a little kid. I got to find out from the
yes.
little kid what this is. The
yes.
blue snake. Okay.
I think they'll get it.
Okay. All right. That sounds like fun.
The blue snake with one tooth.
Okay.
I'm
narrows
so
it
glad.
Right down.
I'm
it
so
down.
Glad I already saw the movie.
That's great. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. What else is on deck? You've got so much going on. We need hours to go through all the different programs you'll have this
no
summer.
No kidding. So summer, obviously, is always super, super busy for Parks and Recreation over these few months. But I do want to mention that our dance program at Gull Point is pretty dang robust.
Mm-hmm.
They do such an incredible job at teaching these kids the fundamentals of dance, whether it's ballet, tap dancing, jazz. We do have a hip-hop dance.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Deja Gaston is the instructor there, and she is absolutely incredible. They were a hit during the last recital, and they're so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that registration opens in the beginning of August, but also we have an open house in the beginning of August, specifically August 3rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So that
and
is your
free,
opportunity.
Right? You can just
absolutely.
Come stop in and find out what it's all about, get
exactly.
a sense of the classes, meet some of the instructors. And
that's exactly what it is. You got it, Meg.
That sounds great. So that's a great way to start, but you can kind of get a sneak peek. I like the idea of the intensive in July.
Yes.
Tell a little bit, talk about that again, because I think that might be a great way to get your feet wet and see if this might be something you'd be interested in.
Yeah, so the intensive is a three-day program. It's only $55 for city residents and $65 for non-city residents. And if you come into the intensive, you can register your child, and they can learn what it's like to attend our dance programs,
mm-hmm.
and that can lead into them being a part of our Gull Point dance program dancer.
I love it. So we have the classes,
company.
But then you actually have a dance company that performs around
yes.
the area.
Yes, and they are so good.
Wow, I love this.
And it's amazing that this is all offered by our Parks and Recreation Department.
It is amazing. I think it's wonderful. And you guys do so much. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
It really is.
I do have the playbook right in my hands because I reference it all the time. But y'all provide excursions. You provide all kinds of different events. Programming for kids, for mm-hmm. teenagers, for adults, and seniors.
And, you know, I was just on TikTok a few days ago. In fact, it was yesterday, actually, and I saw one profile share their experience renting from our Bayview Park Outdoor Pursuit Center,
yeah.
where they actually rented out some kayaks, and they brought it out onto Bayou Tahar,
right.
and they had a wonderful time.
And you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you live here, you can do that.
Absolutely. If you live anywhere and come in to visit, you can
yeah.
do it.
Wow.
It's
See,
not
there's
limited
so many things
residents.
We don't know about. So
yes, there is so many.
So many things.
I guess that's why I have a job.
Yes, girl. Okay. So we just got about a minute here. So anything you want to recap real quick? And how can people get information?
So all this information is available on www.playpensacola.com. And you can go to the programs and events and look through that. We've got our dance programs and we've got our movies in the park events where you can actually see what movies are being played.
Right.
And so we just can't reveal that on the radio. So all of the information, like I said, is on playpensacola.com. But just remember these dates, July 18th, movies in the park at 6 o'clock at night. So bring your blankets, lawn chairs, or inflatable.
Right.
Inflatables so you can inflate it at your car. But afterwards, we've got that movie playing at 8:15 when the sun sets.
Excellent.
And that's where the magic is.
Okay, so you can find all of this at what is the website again?
www.playpensacola.com.
Playpensacola.com. I'd advise you to go there today and find out all the fun things they're doing this summer.
You got it, Meg. Thank you so much for having me today.
Brittany, I know you're a busy girl, so I appreciate you coming in today. I really do. Thank you so much, and happy 4th to you.
Happy 4th of July.
All right, this is Pep Talk.